The original timeline for PEG Company's base development project at Park City Mountain Resort had construction on Phase 1 of the project beginning this spring, with the goal of being complete by early 2026. With the details of the project still being hashed out with the Park City Planning Commission and no set date for a vote from the commissioners, it looks like construction is likely delayed until at least next year, said PEG Vice President of Development Robert Schmidt.
Yeah, it is at this point. We're hopeful to wrap things up with Planning Commission here in the next couple of months, and then we'll have a clearer picture on the timeline.
Current plans would replace the surface-level parking lots with condominiums, a hotel, retail space, and 160 beds of affordable and employee housing. Parking would still be at the base area, but would be moved underground to large lots beneath the development. PEG's plans also include various improvements to circulation and transit infrastructure, including an enhanced bus stop to be located at the base area. The development of the parking lots at PCMR has been approved since 1998, and a large reason for the delays with the Planning Commission hinge on PEG's requests for amendments to the original master plan seeking increased building heights and exemptions to building setback requirements. Schmidt said if the commission ultimately approves the project and grants the master plan amendment, they will then seek additional permits with the city.
We'll be back for conditional use permits after Planning Commission hopefully approves us. We would then come back for conditional use permits at the next step.
The plans have received significant pushback from the community, including from a group of community members calling themselves the Responsible Resort Area Development Coalition. The group is advocating for a development that benefits both locals and tourists. The next Planning Commission meeting where the PCMR-based development project is on the agenda is currently scheduled for April 28th. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.